Same stupid soap opera, right? You don't see me crying, do you? What do you see me doing, huh?
Driving a cab!
Hey, dear, please.
Oh, excuse me a second, Joyce, okay? Thank you.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Okay, am I glad to see you?
Yeah?
Listen, there's this girl, a lady, you know, that I think you'd really like to meet. I'd like to introduce her.
Hey, Bob, thanks, but no thanks. The last lady you introduced me to kept talking about how all the world's problems could be solved if everybody practiced nude skydiving. Thank you very much.
But Alex, I mean, really, you're gonna like
Bob,
Joyce.
Bob, no, Bob,
please, will you? She's really nice.
Sorry.
Oh, Joyce, I'd like you to meet my friend and fellow cab driver, Alex Rieger. Alex, this is my friend and co-actor, Joyce Rogers.
Hello.
How you doing? I believe this is yours.
I'm sorry.
You realize that in some primitive cultures that would mean we're married?
Well, you two don't need me hanging around, do you?
What are you talking about? Bob, what are you doing? Alex, please, listen. I gotta go.
So, tell me, you cry here often?
Believe it or not, I'm crying like this because I just got fired.
Ah, that's one good thing about being a cab driver. You never have to worry about getting fired from a good job.
For 8 years, I played Blanche Bayne, the villain on For Better, For Worse. I was voted the most despised woman on daytime TV 3 years in a row.
Hey, congratulations.
Suddenly, they decide I'm a little too old to destroy happy homes.
No kidding.
No.
Hey, listen. If I ever have a happy home, you have a standing invitation to come and destroy it any time of night.
I'll remember that.
Joyce. Look, the way I see it, you have two choices. I mean, you can stay here and feel sorry for yourself, or you can look this thing square in the eye and say, I'm not gonna let this get me down. At least not until I've had dinner with that swashbuckling ne'er-do-well Alex Rieger.
You often lose control like that?
No. I guess I must have meant it.
Well, in that case, let's have dinner.
What a great idea. Come on, let's go.
Wait, what's wrong with this place?
Mario's? No, you don't want to eat here.
Why not?
You see those framed documents on the wall?
Yeah.
Well, those are subpoenas from the Board of Health. This is my winter home.
Yeah, where's your summer home?
I open the windows.
Well, Alex, it's very nice.
Yes, I'm kind of proud of it. I've decorated myself.
Really?
Yep.
Good. That's a
very interesting.
Oh, you like that? That's my favorite. The bass is from the Ming Dynasty.
The Ming Dynasty?
Yeah, the Ming Dynasty. That's a little shop down on 17th Street.
Oh. Alex, there's something I gotta tell you.
You're a man.
I just don't think you should get involved with me. I mean, I'm trouble. I'm a basket case.
Yes. And I just happen to be an extraordinarily stable human being. Isn't it fortunate that we should meet? One like you and one like me.
I'm serious.
So am I.
Okay, let's make an agreement right now, while we both have clear heads, that we're not gonna get involved. I mean, we're just two people out on a nice date.
Oh, right! That sounds like a lot more fun anyway.
Also, tell me something about yourself. I mean, have you been married or...
Oh, yes.
How'd it turn out?
So far, terrific. Dear, I have company. Don't come out for a while. Stays in here all the time.
Make me laugh. Come here and kiss me.
Kiss you? You just made me promise not to get involved.
We didn't shake on it.
Right, and I had my fingers crossed all the time.
Oh, this is crazy. It's not gonna work. This is crazy.
Crazy? Right.
Crazy.
Who'd want to do a thing like that? Lips, touching lips. Yeah.
Alex, I'm no good for you. I mean, you're a terrific guy, and
okay.
I don't want to
okay,
hurt
okay,
you.
Okay, okay, fine, fine. So... what we'll do is just have a couple of glasses of wine and talk.
That's very wise.
That requires a trip to the wine cellar. To the wine cellar.
Well, but Alex, you do kind of sense some kind of attraction between us.
No, only a strong animal one.
This could be very dangerous, Mr. Rieger. I think... we have a definite problem here.
Well, the only problem that I can see is that you seem to be running hot and cold, and I seem to be running hot and hotter.
Every time you say something funny, you make me want to kiss you.
Oh, I wish you didn't tell me that. I'm going to be very self-conscious now, because every time I make a joke, you're going to think I'm just doing it to try to get a priest and a rabbi walking in a bar. He said, so, Rabbi, what do you be drinking now? And the rabbi said, so what's it to you? Do you mind if we just jump to the punchline? Louie, how's Trick?
Ooh, somebody's in good spirits today.
Oh, that's the reason I caught myself whistling while shaving.
You wild, impetuous fool.
Yeah, just before that, I bumped into a chair and told the chair I was sorry. I guess I'm in trouble when I start talking to the furniture, right?
Oh, you're in trouble when it goes to the door and scratches to go out. Well, I gotta go. See you later.
So long, Jim. Yeah. Did your good mood have anything to do with Joyce?
No, Tony. He's just thrilled about being a cab driver.
Oh, I get that way myself sometimes.
Is it Joyce?
Well, we've been getting along quite well. Actually, we've been getting along very well. Actually, she's one of the most interesting women I've ever met.
Hey, that's great, Alex.
Yes, sir. These have been the most interesting 2 weeks. I mean, they've been fantastic. There's always something interesting about her. I mean, you know, when she's happy, she's the happiest person in the world. And when she's sad, she can break your heart. I mean, she goes full out, you know? It's like being on a roller coaster. I'm hoping the ride never ends, if you know what I mean.
Vodka! What do you think you're doing?
Listening to my friend Alex talking about his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? He's talking about his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you supposed to be working?
Oh, but this is where you are wrong. I'm supposed to be on the coffee break.
The coffee break?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. You just go right ahead there and you have yourself a coffee break.
Okay, I think.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, you do what you like. If you want to be un-American, it's up to you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What do you mean un-American?
Malaka, do you think that when George Washington was crossing the Delaware, he said, "Ooh, we gotta stop the boats. I gotta have a coffee break."
No.
Well, do you think that Abraham Lincoln, when he was delivering the Gettysburg Address, he says to the guys, "Oh, I gotta stop. I gotta have a coffee break"?
No, it's not.
All right, you think when Ike was figuring out what day is supposed to be D-Day, he said to the other generals, "Hey, guys, I gotta have a cup of Java"?
I'm sorry, Louis. You're right.
Good boy.
No more eat, no more sleep.
Nothing. You just get in those cabs and work.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right.
You're red, Pinky.
Alex, hi.
George.
Hey, Joyce!
Hey, Bobby, hi!
Oh, Joyce, these are my friends. Elaine Nardo.
Hi.
Tony Banta.
Nice to meet
you. You know Bobby.
Yeah, hi. I think there's somebody else here.
You don't want to meet him.
Hello there.
Joyce Rogers, this is Louis De Palma.
Hi.
Don't let this go to your head, but you can have your way with me.
Him.
Yeah. So, what's up?
Well, I came by because I got some great news. I called you at home, but I guess you'd already left.
Yeah. What is it?
I think I might have a job.
Oh, Joyce, what? Is it a part?
It's a lead in a TV series. The problem is where? It's in L.A. So I'd have to move out there.
I see.
Well, it's a real big decision. What do you think I should do?
I don't know. What do you think you should do?
Well, I'd prefer to stay in New York, but I guess I don't have any choice. Well, I gotta go pick up a script at my agent's. We'll talk about it later, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Bye. It's nice to meet you.
Bye, Joy. Congratulations.
Well, that's that.
Tough break, Alex. Yeah, Alex, I'm sorry. I should have told you this before, but she's a little flaky, you know?
No, Alex, I know it hurts, but in all honesty, I don't think you two are right for each other.
Yeah, she wasn't that great anyway,
Alex. Yeah, just forget about her, Alex.
I got a better idea.
I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Hey, you can marry me.
It's never going to work.
Thursday night. Yeah, Thursdays have always held a special magic for me.
Oh, all this is for my new job, right, Alex?
Oh, so I guess you've decided to take the job, huh?
I guess so.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to make my final decision until I talked it over with you.
That's very good to hear.
Alex, you look great in a suit.
Well, it's Thursday. This is my Thursday suit. Wouldn't be Thursday without this suit.
What's all this about?
Thursday. Joyce?
Yeah.
We've known each other for 2 weeks now, and I know it's not a very long time. But I think in those 2 weeks, I've gotten to know you better than I've known some people forever. I've seen all of your moods. I love them all. Joyce, you've brought life into my life. You're a little crazy, but I can live with that. In fact, I'd love to.
Oh, God, Alex, you're not proposing, are you? Please tell me you're not proposing.
Proposing? My heavens, no. I'm running for governor, and this is my way of asking you for your vote. I hope I don't don't have this much trouble with everybody in the campaign.
Alex, I thought we'd gone over all this the first night.
Oh, yes, Joyce, you're right. I don't know what came over me just now. I guess it was just a whim, really.
A whim? You can't tell me this is a whim. You've got candles and flowers and a bell. A bell?
No, don't. Just forget that bell.
Oh, yeah. Alex, believe me, I would make a terrible wife.
Yes, yes, I know. We've been all over that. And I don't know why I proposed. I mean, just forget the proposal. You know, maybe it was just the best 2 weeks of my life that clouded my thinking there for a moment. I mean, I was thinking that we had something special, that's all.
We have.
No, I mean something long-lasting.
It's been 2 weeks.
That long? Oh, my God, you're right. I'm tired of you. No, I withdraw the proposal. Can I pour you some champagne before I chug it all myself?
Alex, look, what I think we should do...
What I think we should do is just go our separate ways, right?
Alex, listen to
me. No, there's nothing more to talk about.
Will you listen to me?
I heard all you have...
Damn it, will you listen to me?
Okay, I will listen. But you better be quick, because you're not the only girl I'm proposing to tonight.
How can you be so glib? I mean, you're treating this like it means nothing.
All right. Okay, you're the actress. Tell me how I'm supposed to do rejection, please.
Okay, Alex. Okay. Oh, Alex, what possible reason could you have to want to marry me?
I have the audacity to believe that I'm good for you.
Oh, all right. I forgot. You're the stable one. Forgot about that. Slipped right out of my mind there.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Joyce, I happen to be a fairly down-to-earth, rational kind of guy.
Yes, we've known each other 2 weeks, and you want to get married, and you're down to earth. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I think you're crazier than I am. I mean, we barely know each other, and you're hearing wedding bells!
Not the bell, not the bell! I told you not the bell! They came to fix my violins. Thanks, brothers. They have to go back to the shop? Oh, that's terrible. I guess I need a couple of tubes, that's all. Thanks, Willis. Thank you very much. Please. No, no, I don't want a loaner. No, I don't need a loaner. I'll be better to do without the violins for a week. Thanks, guys.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, where was I? Oh, yes, I was telling you what a rational, down-to-earth kind of thing.
Sorry.
You're sorry.
Oh, what the hell?
We're fighting because we care too much, and we're breaking up because we don't care enough. When do you have to go to L.A.?
3 days.
How long will it take you to pack?
A day.
That means we have 2 whole days to say goodbye. Starting now. Would you follow me?
What was that?
What?
It came from inside that door.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Alex.
No, no, there's nothing in there.
Open that door.
No, no, you don't want
to open
see it.
That door. Now.
Well, if you insist. Will you marry me?
No!
Just checking!
You okay?
Yeah, of course. Why?
I thought maybe you'd want to talk about it.
Talk about what?
The fact that Joyce left today.
Oh, was it today? My, how time flies.
Oh, poor Alex.
I know, we shouldn't keep it all bottled up like that.
Hey, I tried to talk to him too, but he just clammed up on me.
Poor Alex.
Let me give it a try.
You?
I am a man of the cloth.
What do you mean, that Church of the Peaceful stuff?
Hey, hey, just because the draft ended doesn't mean I can't save a soul now and then.
Well, Jim, are you sure you can handle this by yourself?
Why don't you take Bobby with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Bobby. Give me a hand.
Sure. What's up?
You gotta help Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Laka.
Alex, we have to talk to you.
Oh?
Wait a minute, Jim. I think if this is personal, I think we should talk alone.
No, no, I want Alex to hear.
I mean the three of us alone. Come on, Alex, let's go into the tool room. Come on.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sit down and listen to me. Every time you get knocked down, you gotta get right back up again.
That's right.
Now, don't ask me why. That's the way it is. You gotta forget yesterday and forget tomorrow. There's only today, and you gotta get everything out of it that you can.
You know what he's talking about.
Life is like an ice cream cone. You gotta eat it when you get it.
That's
nice. Gotta eat it fast. Because if you don't, it's gonna melt all over your hand and down your arm.
That's no good.
You wanna go through life licking your arm?
No?
I know I don't.
Me too.
So live, live, live. And never let an empty moment go by.
That's right. Hallelujah. You are right, Jim. You are right. I'm going to live very good, and then I'm going to report back to you. I'm going to be good and live my life the most I can, and I'll always eat my ice cream. And all my problems are solved. Oh, boy, oh, boy. You should listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. Thank you very much.
I knew I could help him.
Yes, that was very nice what you did for him, Jim. Very nice.
Well, Bobby's had it pretty rough. Trying to make it as a boxer and raising two kids. By the way, how are you doing?
Oh, fine, fine, Jim. In fact, I'm doing better by the minute, I'm sure.
Things going okay at the gallery?
Couldn't be better, Jim.
Okie doke.
Mr. Walters.